Blog Talk Radio.
Well, dobro jutro. Good day. Hey, how's your day going? You just tuned into Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, all of the shows are live. And then wait a few minutes and log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on any date to hear the show. And the date today is August 16th. Your behavior. I love this quote from Tony Robbins. Your life changes the moment you make a new congruent, committed to change. And then I want to ask you this. See if you agree with me. How we choose to see the world around us is a direct reflection of how we see ourselves. Do you agree or not? Guest calling number is 347-637-3789. I love giving a voice to my passion. I love hosting Live with Kathy because it gives me an opportunity to meet all of you up front, up close and personal. It gives me the opportunity to remind you that if you want to change your life, darlings, you've got to change your thinking. You see, you will never happen again. There's only one of you. Life is not a dress rehearsal. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. This is why I just love doing the show. Oh, by the way, before I get into honoring all of my sponsors, I really think of them as my partners, I want you to put this date down. Save the date. Women Build Nations. They're having a convention in Seattle, Washington, on October 12, 14, 2018. If you want more information, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Internet radio is a powerful advertising and marketing tool. Now, this gives you the opportunity. You could log on to hear the show, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, August 16th, and then email the link to your email database. For all of you that know the female iron workers, they build nations. But I digress. I really wanted to share this date with you because I get so carried away and excited about my topics. Don't you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour show? Sharing your story with the world your way? Huh. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. Your show is live. Now you have to email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. I work with you on content. And then I become your outside advocate. And then, darlings, in minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Internet radio is a very, very powerful marketing tool. And PR. Now just feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood. Iron Workers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, and corporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International in Canada. They are the Dom Perignon of the trades. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to recognize them and acknowledge them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. It's for you gals, too. Now, you have to qualify. So log on ironworkers.org. And then if you want the CD, modest price plus shipping and handling, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Oh, you will just love it. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Oh, excuse me. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. He's a wire art sculptor and leatherworks. He creates unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. If you want to learn more about him, be sure and email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy. It's brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spleen Chicken, my personal methods and techniques to help you look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into our body. You need to know how to neutralize that, because when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. The book is available as an e-book and can be available as a hard copy. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. Ah, they make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Log on lifeextension.com, click on magazines, and go to 2005 and read how the Life Extension product saved my face. And then if you really want to change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline, get Edith Nam's book. She's an author extraordinaire. And in that book, Changing to a Positive Mindset, TNT, you're all in the habit of toxic negative thinking. I want you to embrace PEP, positive energy with power. Her book is a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Call to action. My mission and passion is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. The new paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60-80-year-old is now the new face of the 40-50. It's all available in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Hey, do you want to be the CEO of your own business? Do you want to have your own home-based business without investing huge capital? I had mine when I was 25 years old. It's a marvelous way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it will offer you infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in you. You need the formula. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Ah, Hello? Hello?
Hello,
caller. Who am I talking to? Yes.
Hi, Phil.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
Oh, Philip.
Philip. Ah. What's on
Hi,
your
Kathy.
Mind?
I need some inspiration from you today, actually.
Okay.
All right. The fall's coming up, and I was really excited to sign my son up for football. And I played football in high school. My wife's my high school sweetheart. She was a cheerleader. And I was all excited for my son to start football. And now all of a sudden, my wife says, oh, he doesn't want to play football anymore. He wants to be a cheerleader. And I don't know. I mean, I know it makes me a little uncomfortable, and I'm not sure if my wife is convincing him to do this or not. And I'm not sure how I should tell my wife I don't want him to be a cheerleader.
But it's not your decision. It's his.
Well, that's the thing. I think maybe.
No. No, I've been all over the world. I've raised kids. And mothers and fathers butt out. If he wants to be a they have male cheerleaders all over the world. What's wrong with that? I think it's a great opportunity for him to participate in a sport and yet be part of the Ray Ray Ya Ya our team is living. You and your wife need to phase out. It's his decision, not you. It's his life, not yours. Okay?
Okay, I guess that's a pretty good.
Yeah. I just can't believe that. Our children, how could they possibly learn? How could they possibly grow if parents are meddling? Now, if he said to me, oh, Kathy, our son wants to take marijuana, now let's step in. Anything that's going to be detrimental to his health and his I think it's great if he wants to be a cheerleader. Look at Purdue University. All of the universities have cheerleaders, and the guys are there. Their athleticism, their strength. I think it's a great idea. Oh, by the way, darlings, you're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. All of you out there, and even with your kids, do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. And I don't want you to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. That's what the kids need. They need encouragement from the parents. And you parents have got to sit down and evaluate your behavior. Do your kids look up to you and say, or they think in their quiet times, oh, I want to be just like my dad. And little girls, I want to be just like my mom. We are the role models. I agree with this quote. How we choose to see the world around us is a direct reflection of how we see ourselves. How do you see ourselves? How do you see yourself? Do you agree with that? Do you have a comment? The calling number is 347-637-3789. Darlings, I've been a speaker on international cruise ships. In fact, I may resurrect that now that my soulmate of 64 years has passed away. I have this opportunity to spread my message around the world. Because I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. And I want to go back to the caller. I didn't want to hang up on you so abruptly. But it's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. All of you that are raising kids, let them do what they want to do, providing it isn't hazardous to their life. They have to learn. They have to learn. Write this down, because this is what you need your mantra to be to your son or your daughter. while you're staring at them eyeball to eyeball. Susie, Sam. Susie or Sam, don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Let them experience life. And our greatest freedom is that of choice. Choices will come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And hey, all of you adults there, male, female, I don't care where you are, where you're located, you're all in the habit of TNT, toxic negative thinking. And you're a role model. You see, we parents, adults, seniors are role models for our growing generation. So your mantra, every day, morning, noon, and night, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better with my relationships with my children. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better to understand that we all have choices to make. You're listening to Ha Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. So I'm going to remind all of you again, if you want to change your life, change your thinking, when are you going to get it? That toxic negative thinking, TNT, is such a habit that you're not even aware until you start to write down all of your thoughts. For 24 hours, it's 11:47, 8:16. For 24 hours starting now, I want you to write down every thought that comes into your mind. I'm going to ask you, the gentleman that just called me, I'm going to ask you, are you afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now? What dreams did you have that are still dancing in your heart? Don't go to the very end, all of you, with your dreams still dancing in your heart. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. How do you see yourself? What's your behavior? Because it is a direct reflection of you. You don't even see it yet because you're not aware of it. This is why I love giving a voice to my passion. You're not even aware of it. You are where you are today based on all of the decisions you made years ago. But remember, the past is done and over with. And you only go back to it when you're going to learn from it, but you don't hang on to it. You do not hang on to it. And so many people are hanging on to the past. Now turn around and drag the past with you. And you want to go forward. How can you possibly go forward? You've got to sit down right now. It's 11:49 a.m. Central Time on August 16th. And write down every thought that you're having right now and for the rest of the day. Abraham Lincoln once wrote, "I care not for one's religion whose cat or dog are not better for it." What about your animals? Are they happy? You know, a dog only wags his tail when he knows he's being loved. Sidebar. All of you animal abusers, I want you to experience the abuse that you're imposing on your animal. And if I ever find out who you are, I'll put you in jail for abuse. By the way, this is Kathy Watson, and I take responsibility for all of my remarks. I am not medical. I just know what I'm talking about. I've been all over the world. And years ago, I was selected from hundreds of applicants around the world to present my Simply Ageless for Life formula as the guest of the Malaysian government. I performed in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi. To women under the veil and chauvinistic men. Talk about diversity. I opened the show at the Concord Hotel. That's the hotel that Michael Jackson always opened his shows. And I looked out in the audience, and I saw a horseshoe of men sitting in front of me. Their hands crossed, their legs crossed, and they're sitting back waiting. Well, let's see what the babe's got to say. And you see, I love the stage. And I looked out, and I went, But anyway, I opened, and I addressed my comments to the men. And before I knew it, they were all opening their arms and uncrossing their legs and sitting forward. I was on the stage for an hour. However, they kept me there for an hour and a half. And as I was leaving, I heard a lady scream, "Don't go, don't go, don't go." And I thought, oh my God, what happened? So I turned around and she grabbed me by the waist and she said, "You can't go. We women need you here. Move to Kuala Lumpur. Please, Kathy, move to Malaysia." How we choose to see the world around us is a direct reflection of how we see ourselves. She saw the world that she was living in, and she didn't want it. She didn't want it. So how is your world going? Remember the mantra? Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. All of you men, all of you chauvinistic men. But I may do the show on the crowing rooster because, darlings, I know you women aren't going to like this, but we teach people how to treat us. And if you're in a relationship or in any kind of relationship that is not healthy and conducive to happiness, you need to sit back and remember that you chose that. No one forced you. You chose that. What Lincoln inferred is more than kindness to one's pets. It's about behavioral hypocrisy. Now, this is the truth. Today is your behavior. One's actions are the telltale indications of who we are internally, our loyalties. Hypocrisy is lazy. Too often the lack of behavioral compliance with our us and them dialogue is layered in laziness. You know, the truth is, most people are not interested in inquiring about another's life path or circumstances. You see, they're just too different, and it's convenient. Inconvenient. Threatening to our world view. Your life changes the moment you make a new, congruent, committed to change. Do you want to change your life? You're going to have to change your thinking. I kid you not. This is universal. This is universal. I came to my awareness years ago when I realized that I was rather judgmental. And I thought, well, Kath, you're really going to have to do about something to do about that. Practicing the principles of love thy neighbor as thyself, and with all thy getting understanding becomes motivation. It's enough to rethink our social media activity, advocate for equality, and support these principles through time, talent, and treasure. What are you thinking right now? How's your behavior? Are you a joy to be with? I always ask this question. Would you marry you? Come on, call in 347-637-3789. I'm asking you right now, would you marry you? And then tell me why. What will be the tipping point for our species to evolve from wishing things were better to uncovering and recognizing the better that is always here? It rests with choice. It rests with renewal to behavioral compliance. How, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you? How is your life going? Oh, darlings, we don't have too much time left, so I need to make you aware that I am available for speaking engagements. My bags are packed. Stay young. Oh, by the way, I custom design all of my speeches and seminars. You tell me. We do bullet points. How can I help you enjoy the best of the rest of your life? Stay young in mind, body, and spirit. Let's never get old, no matter how old we get. Now, look, aging is inevitable. Not to show it is divine. Over 60 and sensational. Hey, guys, this is for you, too. Ageism, excuse me. Together, we can whip ageism in the butt. Hey, don't blame the seniors. We're the survivors. We're the role models. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how would you rate you being a role model? Did you know you can have a sizzling, sensational second half of life? You can energize your life? You can have a fulfilling life regardless of age? Refire, don't retire your passion in life. I'm asking you, darlings, how happy are you? Did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? And what if you were to get a telegram from your heart? What would it say? I'm going to repeat that again tomorrow, so be sure that you tune in tomorrow because it will be on overthinking. I love giving a voice to my passion. Because when I'm speaking, I encourage audience participation. There is only one life. This is not a dress rehearsal. Look in the mirror. Step out of yourself and observe yourself, your behavior, when you're with other people. Your behavior with your children. Your behavior with your need to be the dominant person in your life. So I need to ask you again, how happy are you? Did you live? Did you love? Darlings, did you matter? Are you making a difference in other people's lives? You've been listening to Live with Kathy. the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Au revoir.